Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Schoep.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung. Only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S, bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there, playoff week. Do you know what year we started the reverse AFC power rankings? It doesn't go all the way back to 2003. There was an AFC.
It's slightly more recent than that.
I think it's 21. I'm looking through the stack here in anticipation of the first reverse AFC power rankings of 2025.
Wow.
And your first in weeks.
That's right. Boy, as the season's winding down, it's a tough segment to miss. I really, I have a lot of regret. I don't really at all. But I did miss 2 weeks here down the stretch, and I feel a little bad about that.
We thank Sneaky Joe, Jeremy White, and Susan Rose for filling in here in recent weeks on the reverse AFC power rankings.
Hey,
the first one.
It was only two weeks.
The first one we ever did, Cleveland was number two. And I think that would have been after week one of the 21 season. When they lost to the Chiefs, 33-29, and we went Chiefs 1, Browns 2. They never made it to 1, the Browns.
Yeah.
Bills 3.
I'm torn because I don't want to seem as though I'm poking holes in your meticulous record keeping.
Thank you.
But I have a question. My recollection, and I don't even think Zach wouldn't have been here for this. My recollection is that in the flurry of activity around, like, wide receiver trades.
Yeah.
Whatever spring that was.
February the next year.
Okay. I felt like that was when we started doing them. We were doing them ahead of that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
And then that was, Tyreek Hill was traded. Well, before Adams was first, March 18th of 22. Let's do the power ranking.
Okay, wow.
March 22nd of 22 was Watson traded, and who's Ryan? Matt Ryan to the Colts.
Okay.
And then the next day was Tyreek Hill. So we did three in 5 days.
Yeah.
The Bills were number one in all of them.
See,
that
this,
felt good.
This,
that, raise a banner.
This is why, man, it's tough taking the memory out for a spin. Because I told you late last week about this confusion I've had about this Lake Hour product that we advertised for years. I would have thought hard that the name of that product was something else. And likewise, if we were out together and someone asked us, When did you start doing reverse AFC power rings? I would have said the day that Devontae Adams got traded.
That doesn't happen to you?
I would have said, and if you're there, you would have said, no, that's not right, and I would have argued with you, and then I probably would have backed down because you're almost always right about this stuff. But I hate when I have that bad a job remembering when something happened.
I think we did the power rankings every week of the 21 season.
That's what it sounds like. If you've got got the paperwork. That's what it looks like.
I just haven't put the year down on that one page. So right. It's a stack. You can fit about six rankings on one piece of paper, on one side of one piece of paper. So it's
the Browns too.
It would not. You could take this on a plane. It's not so heavy that you couldn't take this on a plane. But it's a stack at this point.
Does it need a handler?
It doesn't need. You don't have to pay extra
gloves.
You don't have to pay an extra $50 to take that thing on the plane.
What's Philip Pritchard doing out of cup season? Is he available?
Philip Pritchard
around our stacks of reverse AFC power rankings.
What is he up to?
I don't know.
What does he do 360 days a year?
See, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, maybe he could chip in and help us out here if we actually needed that.
Does he just have like the cup in his house and stare at it?
I hope so.
To make sure nobody takes it?
I really hope so. Honey, what are you doing?
There's a guy. There's a one-timer.
I'm sitting there with the cup. Shut up!
This is the guy who's responsible for the Stanley Cup every year at the presentation. There's a guy who's been on the show once.
Yes.
Exactly once.
Yep.
Phil Pritchard.
Yep.
The Sabres' fault. I mean, it could have been five or six times by now, but
yeah.
Haven't been that close.
He's eating ramen out of that thing. Like he's.
I think he just sits there all the time and makes sure it's in his right. line of sight.
He's eating SpaghettiOs out of it, polishing it, at the same time, one hand. Just.
Wow, this is early for Philip Pritchard, but
I know
it is time for the first in the year 2025 reverse AFC Power Rankings edition, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. So, I wonder about the teams with coaching changes, because you might feel better about them than you had before. Like, the vacancy might look better on them than the guy.
Yes. I did, I feel like we're doesn't have to, but the way in which we determine, how these rankings will unfold week to week, I feel like it changes once... a bunch of teams have stopped playing football. It becomes because often it'll be like if you get one of us will disagree. You got to play him today. Which one do you want to not like, to break a tie? Right? I don't really care about that right now.
Nope.
It's more like moving forward. So that's where a coaching vacancy. If you think the coach needed to go, okay, good. We don't know if they're going to hire yet, but still, you got a chance to get it right here. Whereas if you're holding on to someone who. I don't know, one of the three of us thinks is an abject failure already or a mediocrity at best, that's going to ding them. And that's kind of how I arrived at who I think 16 should be this week. Or one. What number is this?
16.
Okay.
I'm eager to hear what you say, because there was quite a buildup there, but I will say Cleveland.
See, I like that they have the draft pick.
The second pick?
Yeah. The coach, I think, is decent, and I even think the Watson news is maybe good for them. I mean, I'm not looking for them to get out of jail on Watson. Like, they redid his deal, so they're stuck with him a little longer, but if he is hurt, there's insurance there, and they can get some cap relief.
Who is their week one starter?
For next year. I'm thinking maybe he's not there yet.
No, he's definitely not there.
Right.
But who is it? I mean, are there going to be like five teams that want Kirk Cousins at this point?
Probably.
Wow.
Probably.
Because Cleveland could be one of them.
Sure.
I don't get the sense they love Winston. They can't like anybody else they have.
No.
Watson won't be ready.
Nope.
He won't play all year. So, is it a rookie? I don't know. I don't like... I usually can find my way to defend the Browns. And the guy has won the Coach of the Year twice. He pulls Winston to tank for the last few games. It goes terribly, which was what they wanted, and then he fires Dorsey. And that's just, there's a stench on that. You know, like, that's the business.
Yeah.
But he totally set Dorsey up to fail. I'm not even, like, a big Dorsey fan. I think the Bills set him up to fail, too. But still, like, that
yep.
doesn't sit
well. Well, the reason I wouldn't have them
this high
is they've at least got I like the coach. I won't push back on whether that stinks or not, but it is the business. It happens. The Raiders have nothing going for them. They're holding on to a coach, at least it looks like for now, who I have no faith in whatsoever to get things right there. And what are they doing at quarterback? And where are they picking?
Sixth.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the second or third best quarterback falls there because nobody believes in these guys or something, but I don't know how great a scene that is. I just feel like the Raiders are stuck. So I would rather be the Browns. Even with the stinky Watson contract, I feel like they've got a chance to get out of the jail they're in sooner than the Raiders.
But they're anything but a destination.
No.
Whatever the coach is on the plus side, who wants to go there right now? I don't know. Vegas is still Vegas, but that's beside the point you're making.
Yes.
Like right. Rodgers, if Rodgers came free, Vegas. Not Cleveland.
No, not Cleveland. Although
you don't want that.
Although I've got Peter King talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
today.
Great.
So
great. Russell Wilson will be the quarterback of the Raiders then, I guess.
Right.
All right, Zach.
Paint a real pretty picture with all those quarterbacks there. I'm going to go Vegas here.
15.
I won't stand in the way of the Browns.
Okay. They pick second. 14.
Tennessee.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I would have said Jets.
Damn it! Why did I rush it? Did you write it already?
I wrote it.
Oh.
It is written. Jets pick seventh. They have Rodgers.
Right.
Is that good at all? They're interviewing Rex?
They completed their interview with Rex Ryan today. I'm sure that was a real serious operation.
Most of what is considered funny on Twitter is terribly unfunny. I am enjoying, like, your grimace, all the people the Jets are supposedly interviewing. I am enjoying that.
Right.
That's funny. And some of those are funny.
Right. The New Orleans interim guy is now on the list. He's from Jersey.
But that's real.
Right. I know. Right. But that's how you get to grimace. Like,
that is how you get to grimace.
Yesterday, I said they want to interview you. Do you outrank Grimace?
Every gif is unfunny and unneeded. Every meme is unfunny and unneeded. You know, most of these jokes just don't work. But, you know, the Jets are interviewing Grimace. I enjoyed that.
I'm so sad I missed that. I did not see that today.
13. Jets.
Yeah, I thought that was settled. Sure. Like I have so much regret that I blurted out whoever I blurted out.
Would they really want Rex? Like,
no.
I
don't know, so that he'll go on TV and say nice things about the process. And I have no idea what the motivation is, but the idea of them genuinely being interested in hiring him is utterly hilarious.
So they're interviewing Brian Gain, or they've asked to? I know Brian Gain. You, sir, are no Brian. No, I mean, I like him. That is, like, the most dysfunctional organization in the league, and they're going to tell you who your coach is. Can you say no?
Right?
Like, you want it professionally. This is maybe something you always dreamed of.
Right.
And you're going to get told everything, basically. This is how it goes here. The owner, and then he's going to pick his coach. Terrible.
I don't know what a guy, how long, you know, they've been waiting for the chance. Here's maybe a chance. There's got to be some temptation. But I would be stunned if anybody from an organization that's as buttoned up and professional seemingly from at least my distance as the Bills would answer the call from the Jets, be like, yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't go do the interview, because you should always do that, I think. In this profession, or almost any, somebody wants to talk to you about a job, go talk to them. I just think that's good advice across the board. But you're gonna go from this to that, even though you get the title? I mean, I don't know.
Well, Shane did it.
Well, it was the Giants.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, not that different.
Oh. The Giants and the Jets aren't that different?
No, they're not. You can look up their last decade.
It's old men, I know, owning the teams, but
sharing a stadium.
I feel like the Giants have got, Yes, the owner is around. I just don't feel like the reputation fits the Giants at all. That the Jets are a clown show.
So are the Giants. I think so. Maybe the Jets are a bigger one, but so are the Giants, right? Why aren't they making changes? Because the owner is tired of making changes. We had those moments here with Ralph, right? Just like, do you want to make this pretty clearly necessary coaching change or stability, continuity? Like, you're just damned either way. And I don't know. Does it look good on the Giants that they're keeping coach and GM?
Comparing the Giants to the Jets, look at the last 10 years. Okay, go back 10 more from that. How many Super Bowls are in that window? The Jets have just never been anything near what the Giants have been in their lifetimes. I guess right now it's more comparable than I'd like. Sure, I can't disagree. The owner seems somewhat meddlesome.
Well, okay. I mean, I can't win this argument, but I do want to say, like, outside of Parcells and Coughlin, the Giants have been terrible constantly. Like, it's the 70s, they were terrible. I kind of do want to say that. But they did have two eras, right? That's true.
And the Jets era is like Joe Namath in a fur coat.
The Jets era is Namath, which was pretty good
for a while. And Rex.
And then...
right, with Sanchez. Like,
kind of, yeah.
That's how you get back to him.
That's it. Anyway, where were we?
12. Jets are 13. 12. Okay. Patriots.
Jacksonville.
I think I'll lean Jacksonville. The hanging on to the GM, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they'll still land a great candidate and it'll change everyone's perception, but it just seems like a weird look there that they did not change that guy out.
Who was the Bills linebacker? Ellison? Keith Ellison?
Mm-hmm.
That they had for years and even, like, he never made a play, but maybe he, like, knew something that they didn't want to release him because there would have been trouble.
That's Trent Baalke.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show today, Keith Ellison.
Keith Ellison. Played in the league. 11.
I'll go New England here.
10. Colts. What's their plan? I think I'd rather be New England than the Colts, actually.
I think I'm inclined to agree with that. And a big part of that is the wave of the coach. Like, if you think... I don't know, it's a pretty popular sentiment, I think, that Vrabel's just going through the process here, and, like, the chair he's going to end up in is the New England chair. I mean, they fired the guy right after the game on Sunday. It just feels like too good of a fit to bring him back in there, and I think that'll be good for them. So, too late. New England's already written down.
It is written down. I use pen, too. Mm.
Then I guess I'll go Colts next, then.
My kids have pencils, like, for school stuff, but I'm telling you, every day, Margo shows up running into the living room for another room with a pencil in her mouth. And I don't think it's the same pencil. I don't know how we have all these pencils that are just sort of, like, buried in laundry and in crevices and against the wall and door hinges or whatever, but she's just collecting pencils, and it's great. And they're not mine. 9. I can't use a pencil. I hate pencils. I can't use a pencil. Just can't. That eraser noise. Ugh.
The eraser noise?
Oh, just, I hate it.
Right there with them. Yep.
What is the noise? I don't even know.
Awful.
The shorter the eraser is, the worse. You sort of feel like you're hearing the scraped metal.
Do you think you have that in you again? Because that was good.
No, I will not. I'm too traumatized.
The eraser noise was, because I'm thinking, what's even the eraser noise? But then you did it. I'm like, okay, I guess I hear that audibly. Oh. I all right, it doesn't drive me crazy, but wow.
You might as well be erasing my elbow. Like, if you're doing that across the room, I see you erasing pencil on paper, I just feel it in my bones. It's just like, oh no, that's the worst. It's not worse than chalk.
I like a good pencil with a solid eraser behind the ear. When I got the circular saw out, like that's got to be a pencil. I had no pen there.
Circular saw,
sure.
Right, you wouldn't use a pen, but that's not really my my area. The circular saw.
Any kind of
what
tools,
am I doing?
Any kind of tools?
I'm building
out.
A treehouse.
Got a workbench, sure. You got a yard for a tree. You had a treehouse.
All my trees. Woodchuck took them all down.
I remember a treehouse back there. I thought I saw. What number are we on again? 9.
Very slow.
How many teams left? I'll take, I think,
Pittsburgh.
Miami.
I was going to go Miami.
Who would you rather play?
I think Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Eight. Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Seven.
Houston.
Houston. Yeah. Agree.
Look at us.
Six.
They won a division with an absolutely even point differential. That's stunning.
The Rams won at minus 19.
Right. I did see that, too.
Those are the only two teams in the playoffs, I think, without a positive.
That's right. I looked at that earlier today.
Pretty stretched out this year.
When I saw the zero there, I was like, oh, my gosh. Who is you know, who else? And I saw the Rams. So because last year that was a thing for me when I first sort of started on the I don't know if they're that good yet train. It was like maybe they were a plus 34 or something last year, and I thought that was even kind of, you know, not great.
Nine teams in the triple digits on the plus side this year, including Minnesota at plus 100, Denver plus 114. Six,
Cincinnati.
Okay. Five.
Denver.
Yeah. It has to be. Still good.
Yeah.
Five is good.
Better than their seed.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad Pittsburgh and Houston aren't playing each other. That could have happened. Mm-hmm. And those are the two weakest teams in the conference, I think. So I'm glad they didn't get to play each other. Somebody goes to round two and then probably goes to Kansas City and,
right,
and gets crushed. Better this way. Four.
Chargers.
Gotta be, right?
Yes.
Three.
I'm saying Bills. Ravens.
Bills.
Bills.
The hell happened?
What?
Oh, the Bills were one.
They lost.
The Bills were one.
They lost.
Like, what happened?
They just lost. They lost their last game.
Were they
the Ravens have nine Pro Bowlers.
Were they behind Baltimore
nine
last week,
Pro
too? 2 weeks ago? What happened?
No, they were two last week.
So why are they getting dropped again?
They lost. No, I think the Ravens are better. They've been better.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Then the Bills
come around
this year. They're talking now. Who did the game? Orlovsky, Riddick. They're talking now like that's the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I did hear some of that.
They better show up Saturday. For as much love as the Ravens constantly get, they better show up and not look like equal to Pittsburgh.
From you two.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. But they better just look much better than the Steelers. You know, to deserve that.
Did you say yesterday, did somebody say it to us? I don't know. I definitely agree with it. I don't know. I doubt it was my own original thought. That game is either a slog, right, your score, or it's like 38-3.
Or they win big.
Baltimore's just going to curb stop them.
I said that.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody needs to convince Lamar Jackson that that's actually the Bears that they're playing and not the Steelers.
Right.
And just go play them like the mediocre team that they are and not get... I mean, better for the Bills if they lose. That doesn't happen, right? That's much better for the Bills if Baltimore gets beat there.
Yeah.
What a disaster for sitting in here every day for a year or five if the Bills or the Ravens lose this week for either of those teams. The Ravens we don't care about. But what a disaster for either of those teams if they lose this week. They have to win this week. Both of those teams must win this week. Or else everything you've done is like ruined and meaningless. I mean, it's a lot of pressure. That's what makes it so exciting is this is it now. You cannot. The Bills and the Ravens are the two teams this week by far. Nobody else in the playoffs comes close this week for this kind of pressure. Detroit will get it when Detroit plays again.
Right.
The Chiefs have no pressure. They've just won two in a row. The Texans have a young quarterback. The Chargers made it. The Broncos made it. The Steelers, whatever. Just like, that's it. The Eagles a little bit, but
yeah, I think Eagles
the Bills and the Ravens cannot lose this week.
I think that's right. I had that. Just reminded me. I think I had a dream about a parade this morning. When I woke up, I had dreamt about a parade. And you know what the thought I had when I opened my eyes? I'm like, I think I just dreamed about a parade. They cannot lose on Sunday. Was the next thing. Like, oh, go back to bed.
For a parade like that, you don't have
not
to
start here.
You can't like set your chair up in advance, right? You can't put a chair up.
I don't know. I've never been to one. How do I know? I'm not kind of authority.
On the island, that was a thing, and then they tried to stop it. And
Fourth of July
parade. People
found
ways around it. I don't know. It's the most pathetic thing I can think of in the world. Two.
Kansas City.
Okay. Wow. All right. All right. I'm not going to get in the way of that. Baltimore is so good.
I was going to say, I'll say Baltimore. You decide. You break the tie.
Chiefs 2, Baltimore 1.
Okay.
Otherwise, what are we doing here? The standings? Yeah. Good to be back.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Tyler Dunn, Ross Tucker. Today, where'd we get it wrong? 803-0550. How do you feel about Sunday? Do the fans feel great about Sunday?
I hope so.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls after this. This is WGR.
Everything you want to do, you want to be a top five team in the NFL. And certainly third down is very important. We've emphasized that. Tried to identify the areas not only that we need to improve, but where we think we can be better. And, you know, and I'm saying that is, what do we do well and where can we kind of focus our energy, if that makes sense? And obviously we're working on it constantly. Guys are aware and they understand the importance of getting off the field on third down.
Bobby Babich, the Bills' defense is the, largely speaking, the bigger question about the team, I think, for most going into the playoffs here. They've had some rough games in the last 4 or 5 weeks. The run defense does not impress. Sal and I were talking last week. We both think, I don't know if you agree, that the extent to which they're vulnerable against the run, I think may be overstated in the fan base some. But
it's still a concern.
Still a concern.
Yeah, that's where I am. Like I'm not in any way, shape, or form going to tell you it's not a problem, that it isn't susceptible to getting gashed. It's just, you know, what does it usually result in? You know, the thing that's got me most, I agree, the defense is the thing. You know, you watch them give up 40 points to the Rams and the Rams not be able to move the ball a week later against the 49ers. You know, I know it doesn't work that way really, but it's hard to divorce yourself. You know, you watch all that, you see it and think, man, you know, like what is my problem or my team's problem? And so I think there's reason to worry about it. And, you know, Denver, we'll just see what kind of plan they come up with for this, because Denver is, like, they haven't been great at it, but they've got some physical dudes up front, and they might be able to push the Bills around. A lot of their passing stuff is going to be at the line of scrimmage. Like, just get it out quick. And I don't know if that's – I don't feel like that's been something the Bills have handled real well here this season. So whether they can adapt and adjust to that, but the more you talk about the turnovers, like the more – I heard a good chunk today of Jeremy and Joe talking about this. And not that they – I heard a good chunk of their show. They weren't talking about this for a long time, but I just heard the point made, just how turnover dependent they are. Like, some of the rankings just tell you exactly that is what they depend on, because they don't get off the field by stopping teams on third down, right? They give up a hearty third down conversion rate, but their hitches, they do all right scoring because they take the ball away. So even if you get a few first downs, I'm taking the ball away from you and, you know, thanks for coming. And that's a tough way to live. You'd like more. I think you'd like to trade, I would say, anyway, maybe a lot of people would feel better, I'm included, if they had a few, you know, fewer takeaways and more third down stops. Because the takeaways feel, sure, you should get some credit for most of them, but some of that is just fumble luck and what have you. So I'm a little worried about that.
I think what they do have, like Taron Johnson is interesting maybe for this game. He always is, but what they have, they're pretty savvy, the Bills, you know, in the secondary. Douglas can jump a route like anybody. I mean, Benford is really consistently good, and Johnson is too, and his instincts are so good. I think you have veterans. Benford is a veteran now, I want to say, if not also the safeties, but you have veterans at corner and slot corner that can, you want to think, make a move on a rookie quarterback, right? Like a couple of times. But you don't know. And they don't really have the edge pressure, like the pass rush, consistently to force teams into that. So you just kind of, you need your guys to figure out where the ball is going, make a play like that. I mean, anybody can get a tip, right? Somebody, Rousseau is so good at getting his hands up. You can get an interception that way. But no, they're not the kind of team that swarms you in a way that should lead to turnovers. Like, that's not how they do it. It's more instincts and, you know, against some weak opponents. Like, they got Geno a couple times. I mean, they had a great – they were first in the league in both, right? Fewest turnovers and most takeaways, or they were right there.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
And, yeah, I don't love that either, because we know – about regression. We know how, unless you go back in time far enough, maybe, where you have an elite all-time defense that just is so physically dominant that they get turnovers that way, then it's less lucky. That is not this team. You know, these guys are not that. So I wish them luck in this way. Like that, I think you need your smart, experienced DBs. And you know, Bernard has had a nose for this, too. Milano has certainly had a nose for this, too, where they make the play. They see where the ball is going and take the ball away, and you win that way defensively. Denver also, even without takeaways, they're another one of these teams that tends, this is a lot of teams now, but is going to need to be very efficient. And they will throw the ball sideways a lot.
Right.
But they're going to need to hit two-thirds of those plays to, you know, get first downs and drive and score, and that's not easy. So I think, you know, the Bills on defense, they're susceptible to a team that can move them. Like, that's Baltimore. Maybe that's Denver. I don't know. It's kind of probably how Denver wants it to go.
Yep.
And if that happens and it's ball control and they don't make mistakes, then you could be in trouble.
Right. Like, I feel like every, as you're talking there about Milano and Bernard specifically, I just feel like that has to be some combination. I mean, the players, of course, can do their own studying and try to reach their own conclusions about, you know, different formations and whatnot. I think you really have to go to school schematically on what the Broncos like to do. And I mean, it goes without saying. But like those guys, Bernard and Milano specifically to me, Milano gets a lot of credit for his instincts in this area. And I say that about him ahead of Bernard simply because Milano's just accomplished more. But I think Bernard is very similar. I think they both read and react very, very well. And I think this is a matchup because of a lot of the ball coming out so fast like that. Like, that can cut both ways. Of course, that frustrates your pass rush because, you know, we're going to be watching the game. Fans, get ready. You're going to be watching the game going, man, they just can't touch this guy. But, you know, because the ball's coming out in 2.2 seconds, it's very, very hard to touch anybody when they're throwing it that way. That's where, like, any kind of tells, any kind of film study that can lead you to a tip-off, like, you got to have that. And Milano and Bernard, to me, are central to that. Being able to jump something short in the middle of the field at some point. Like, it almost has to come with the way that they play and the way that their season has gone. When they don't get those takeaways, they give up stuff.
I guess the Bills finished third in takeaways, first in fewest turnovers, if not tied for first. The Bills recovered 16 opponents' fumbles this year, and they lost two. Even within the turnover point, the fumble point is even more kind of random. But you can be good at. Allen has pretty much every year of his career, he's fumbled a number of times. Not so much this year. Like, that has been under control. You can get better at that. I think he has. Mm-hmm. Cook, the ball security stuff with the Bills has been really outstanding. And that's not luck. But when it comes out, you want it to bounce to you. To bounce to you, obviously, right. Bounce
it,
your way.
And it seemed disproportionately that it bounced to the Bills this year.
I think if this is all like on the right track for what this game is, the guy for Denver, like, so Sutton is good, and Sutton can post up, and he can get down the field. Like, he could be a problem for anybody. He's not, like, the greatest separator, as far as I know, but he's a big guy, and he's good contested catch player, good in the red zone. Like, Sutton is a weapon. Mims is the one. Like, we've talked about Mims a couple times already. The Broncos should want to zip the ball out to him and see what happens. Because that's, like, the Bills, anybody can get beat that way. But, like, the Bills at on the edges, speed, I don't know. Like, that's kind of what I think Denver should want to try to do, too. I think they will. That's already been what they've been doing lately with Mims. And then after that, it's pretty basic. Like, there's nobody else. The running backs are okay. Mm-hmm. The rest of the receiver core is kind of, I think, replacement level sort of stuff. Tight ends, too. So you've got scheme. Quarterback is consistent and athletic and efficient. And you've got a couple of playmakers, but that's about it, I think, with Denver.
I still think, all told, I have a hard time seeing that team put up more than 20 points on the Bills. I appreciate what they've done lately. I just think this is a different level, and I really would be surprised if the game gets to that point where the Bills are in that much trouble defending them. And, you know, as good as their defense is, I'm going to have to trust at home that the Bills are going to be able to get to 24 or 28 or whatever they'll need.
Implied totals 28-19. So that looks great. You know, 28 on offense in this matchup, and then 19 allowed. I mean, that works. 9-point favorite. 9-47. Here's David with us. Hi, David.
Hi, gentlemen. I want to wholeheartedly agree that I would rather be able to stop an opponent on 3rd and 9 then have great turnover ratios, because stopping them on 3rd and 9, that's like betting poker with 2 pair. Getting a turnover is like filling an inside straight, if you know what my analogy is, that the probability is just so much lower on picking them off or forcing a fumble, whereas just simply preventing them getting 9 yards is more reliable.
Well, the Bills, thank you, David, were 29th in the league in third down defense. So not great. Joe Brady. So we've got a list now of teams interested in Joe Brady. You surprised?
No. I thought for... I was really confident this would happen.
Bet Online sends out updated odds on team's next coach when they have a vacancy, and they're making him -300 to get the Saints job. I don't know what they know. It's probably just an LSU connection.
And he was there too. I think he had some job at
with
some
Peyton?
Point. Yeah, I think so.
So that might be why. But last night I looked at that, and he was 3-1 and the second choice to go to Jacksonville. And so I wrote that down for today. Like, wow, 3-1 to get the Jacksonville job. And today it was 5. I think it's pretty movable. But okay, in terms of the Saints, at Bet Online at least, and as of this morning, Brady was, for whatever it's worth, it might not be worth a lot, is the betting favorite to get the job in New Orleans. So now you know that.
Now we can just root against all that.
I guess,
I suppose. Yeah, I mean, I would for now.
Might as well.
Nothing against him, but I'd rather he doesn't get a job and leave after 1 year plus a few games.
Yeah. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com, just spent a lot of time with Sean McDermott and wrote about that at his website. We talked to Tyler about McDermott and the playoffs ahead. Ross Tucker today, too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Tyler Dunn, coming up in about 11 minutes. The Raiders make a change. Antonio Pierce is out as their head coach after a year and change.
It's going to be tough to squeeze in a whole new reverse AFC power rankings in the 6 minutes or so that we have here.
Not even.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. No. They were 16 already. That's not great. They've been 16 6 weeks in a row.
But a big part of my campaign for them to be 16 was that they aren't going to change out a lousy coach, or a coach that I at least perceive as being somewhat lousy. But now they've done that. So I don't know. I don't think they pass anyone. But anyway, good move, Raiders.
Who do you like for them to hire?
Aaron Rodgers.
Coach, player,
sure. Czar, king.
How cool is it?
Drug lord. I don't know.
How cool is it to think about Bill Russell when you do? You ever think about Bill Russell? He was
a player coach with the Celtics, yes.
He was like already a dominant yeah. player. They won title after title, Boston Celtics. And then when Auerbach was ready to step back, he put Russell in the job.
I like that you brought this up. This is exactly what Aaron Rodgers needs to further his career. Who's more qualified than him to do all those jobs? He's already been doing it for 3 years.
Who hasn't ever compared Aaron Rodgers to Bill Russell? But Russell became the first African-American head coach in any sport, any of the big sports. He was the first. And he was a star of the team for years, and they kept winning. They go to L.A. the 1 year where the Lakers are finally ready to win, and they beat the Lakers anyway in L.A., Game 7.
You should get in front of Mark Davis. This sounds, you're laying it out here for Aaron Rodgers to go just rule everything with the Raiders. You can bring Davante Adams back. He's already got that Taco Bell in his house. I mean, he's all set.
Yeah. You think that's real?
Of course.
But could the Raiders actually, for once, hire whoever the young whippersnapper coach is? Like, could the Raiders, have they ever done that? Josh McDaniels does not qualify.
I was going to say, he's got the visor and everything.
No, but he was already a flame out with Denver, yeah, and then back. He was going to take the Colts job, and then back. He was already kind of a joke.
Yeah.
So he was not that.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
Ben Johnson. Right now, Ben Johnson is that coach in the league.
Right. No way is he going to the Raiders.
Or the Tampa guy, Cohen.
Right.
Those are the two assistants. Or Brady. He's 36. I mean, those three guys are like the hit guys in the league.
Yeah.
What do the Raiders do, though? Jack Del Rio reunion.
Right.
I could see that.
He's already got, like a black leather suit jacket. He's all set.
He's got the clothes.
Yep. Raiders.
Commitment to excellence.
Right. The torch burning.
And Rex, you know Rex is going to move in on that. Like, hey, he's got leverage now. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com, coming up. Trista was not on with us today, as you may have noticed. So she's moving. She's sort of in the process. I asked her for an update. She gave me one. House is empty. She's sort of hanging out at one place until she can make the move across the country, which will be like, you know, maybe next week. But we will talk to her next week. Get the update from her.
Good to know.
And why is she moving? To protect herself from coming to the next Bills game. That's what she's doing this for. She's not like just in such close proximity that she will come to Buffalo to watch the Bills and jinx us.
I think we can all appreciate that.
I think we can. Tyler, and then Ross Tucker today, too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.